8 years ago, some good friends who had been concertizing together for a few years decided to do a concert of Foster's music. When it was time to print the program, they realized that they needed a name for their ensemble, a name that would link them with Foster's music. One of them remembered the words written on a scrap of paper found in Foster's pocket at the time of his death, probably a song title, Dear Friends and Gentle Hearts.
Dear Friends, why, of course, that was our name. Kate Young, Jim Furla, Dean Root, and I were all part of the ensemble that made its debut right here on this stage in 1983. Since that time, we've included Foster's music in concerts throughout Western Pennsylvania and surrounding states. We've performed from the back of a flatbed truck, from a raft in the middle of a lake in Somerset County, from the stage at the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, from the grand living room, dining room in the governor's home of Pennsylvania, in hospitals, and in some truly lovely recreations of 19th century parlors. Along the way, we've also encountered a few vintage pianos that were a bit too authentic. You remember the big squared chicory, which looked grand but couldn't be brought up to pitch. Jim and I were in real trouble. And Leanne wasn't along, but there was a dilapidated old upright that was actually missing some of its ivories. During these 8 years, we've talked with dozens of people who have their own memories of Foster's music, including one lady from Mount Pleasant, whose great aunt knew the original Old Dog Tray. And we, of course, have our own set of memories connected with this music. You've already heard some of our favorites, but there are a few more that are really special to us, and we would like to share them with you as a final salute to Stephen Foster, the Pittsburgh native who became America's troubadour.